This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Five, five, six. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, because I realize that you've got so many other shows and radio shows. I should say, there is no other show. We're it. Anyway, I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught, browbeat, whatever, to be afraid of. And you really just don't have to. You know what I mean? I mean, just be yourself. You know, understand what we really stand for. Understand what conservatives stand for as a whole. I mean, seriously. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Brock Laurie's going to join me after the first break. And now, Brock's written a book called Atheism Kills. And he exposes the horrors of a world without God. You know, contrary to the mantra we've heard time after time after time after time after time after time again, the religion is responsible for more deaths than anything else. No. What's your moral compass when there's no God? Don't you? I'll tell you what. Let's just be honest about it. If there was no God and I'm it, I get to decide what's right, what's wrong, what's real, what's not. You're in a boatload of trouble. Because I'm in it for me. Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know, stay engaged, stay involved, stay tuned in, because you'll learn a lot from him. Brock's a good guy. This is just, like, infuriating. So we get, you know, millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars goes to Planned Parenthood every year. Your money out of your pocket to them, not for abortions, just ask them to tell you. For women's health issues. Which I don't really mean women's health issues. Abortion. Just call it what it is. They're so truthful, transparent, and honest that they can't even call it what it is. So, there's a little problem, though, right now. That a group of 56 lawmakers led by Republican Vicky Hartzler, a Republican out of Montana, is urging federal officials to investigate the extent to which Planned Parenthood fails to report suspected sexual abuse of minors. Now, in a letter, you know, this is just sick. In a letter Thursday to the Department of Health and Human Services, Hartzler and 55 other Republicans asked the agency to probe whether Planned Parenthood, as a recipient of federal Title X funds, failed in its duty to report suspected child abuse. Now, they try to say the reason they don't do that is they don't want to put the child in danger of more abuse. I'm sorry. I just don't. It doesn't make any sense anywhere. Hartzler is another side of the announcement, the formal request of the investigation, in a press conference on Thursday at the Capitol. Their letter to HHS Secretary Alex Azar, comes less than a week after the pro-life group Live Action released a report alleging Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, covered up evidence of child sexual abuse. I mean, this group has absolutely no scruples whatsoever. They have no moral compass, and they have no values. I mean, seriously, think about this. And their god, the one they hold up as I don't know, a hero, Margaret Sanger. Are we serious? Women who hated the black community, wanted to wipe them out, didn't want any part of them. They were undesirables. Come on. But I guess it was okay because she's on their side or something. I don't know. Among the signers are two senators, Joni Ernst, of Iowa, James Lankford of Oklahoma, the 53 other members of the House requesting the probe include Chris Smith of New Jersey. Mark, why is it only Republicans that have signed this? Can somebody explain that to me? So, I mean, Democrats should at least come out with a response or something that says, hey, look, here's the deal. You know, oh God, I have to be careful how I say this, because I don't want a bunch of people, you know, dropping their knees crying to call me all kinds of names. But are you telling me that you Democrats out there, that you really don't think this, you should look into this at all, one iota, that you don't believe that sexual abuse should be reported, or maybe because you love committees so much, maybe you put a little subcommittee together so these things can be reported and pulled out. Planned Parenthood has absolutely no right to hold this information away from the police. Doctors could lose their licenses over this. People could go to jail over hiding this. And when you don't report it, you're hiding it. What about all that transparency at the left? What happened to all that? Just asking for a friend. Anyway, Planned Parenthood has been caught on multiple occasions providing abortions to victims of sexual abuse as young as 12 and failing to report the suspected sexual abuse to authorities. They send those victims, think about this, you know, they want to protect the kids. The reason they don't do this is protect the kids. What do? They send the kids back to their abusers. Well, it's more money. The report singles out situations where it says abusers force minors to get an abortion because they had become pregnant after rape or sexual abuse. Planned Parenthood reported nothing. Title 10 is a federal grant program for preventative and family planning health services. Now, in the letter, the lawmaker asked the Health and Human Services specifically to investigate and make available all records, including from regional offices, regarding any and all incidents of Planned Parenthood Title 10 recipients, a record of steps taken to bring the recipient into compliance each time it has been discovered that a Planned Parenthood Title X recipient failed to report, and data from Planned Parenthood Title X facilities for the past 10 years showing in aggregate how many children below their particular state's age or consent receive services. You know what's going to happen? You're going to see nothing. And it'll go nowhere unless somebody wakes Sessions up and gets him moving. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Maybe Barack Lori can calm me down the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy.
Time is perfect.
Land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back.
At the top of his list.
Hey, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So happy you could join me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Being part of the solution, as I like to say. because I really believe that that's what you're trying to do. You don't listen to a show like mine just to commiserate, because we don't do that here, right? I don't enjoy that kind of conversation. So the next, you know, my guest, I love having this guy on with me because I really appreciate. Actually, I listen to him on his show every Sunday morning. You know that doesn't happen that often. So Barack Lori is joining me. He's the host of the Barack Lori Show. He takes a big picture look at politics, religion, and other things that are going on in the news. He's also written a book called Atheism Kills. I got to tell you something. You got to get the book. You got to read it. Because, you know, we're always told about how many deaths religion has caused. How about how many deaths the lack of religion, the lack of a belief in God has caused? Barack, love having you with me. How you doing, buddy?
Joe, thanks so much for having me. Thanks for the nice shout-out for the book. It's been more than 6 months now as a bestseller.
Wow.
I never would have imagined that, but I guess it's resonating for some reason to a lot of people. So I'm excited about it. It's people don't realize, you know, whenever I approach an atheist now, they throw me that crazy line about, oh, you know, religion has caused more deaths than anything else. I always say, I always correct them, of course. I'll prove to them easily how that's just not true. And then I say, by the way, what good has atheism done? Just tell me. And there are crickets. And I can tell you what great Christianity and Judaism has done. I mean, that's easy. I can spend hours on that. So it's almost too easy. So
it's like shooting fish in a barrel. I get it. Yeah.
It is. It really is. That's a great way to put it. It's a fish in a barrel. But, and yet, Joe, it is the most important issue of our day. Yes, we deal with radical Islam and such like that, but we can only be, so strong if we do not have God in our lives as the foundation. If we forget the phrase "In God We Trust," then we lose everything. It's a little bit like the story of the three little pigs, right? The last pig, he builds his house out of brick, and the wolf huffs and he puffs, but he can't seem to blow that house down. And the reason for that is that the structure of the house is really good. It's the three little pig story is not about going out into the big bad wolf and trying to find him and kill him. It's about protecting yourself and being strong about it. So
Barack, anyway, you and I are on the same page. I got to tell you something. One of the stories I do on a regular basis about, you know, the shootings at schools, kids beating each other up in alleyways and getting their 15 minutes of fame on YouTube. And I said, look, you guys wonder why our kids are out of control. You wonder why they're having all these problems. You want to give them more drugs for ADD. You've taken God away from them. You've taken any kind of higher than themselves away from them. You've taken the value of life away from them, because abortion is nothing. I've been doing abortion stories two nights in a row. I'm sick to my stomach here, but you've been doing, you take all this away. They have no value. The parents have no value. God has no value. Life has no value. And you actually sit there and say, why are our kids so cold?
Yeah.
You know,
that's a great point. It's a really great point. It's so interesting how if you infuse God into society and into your own lives, it resolves so many of the big issues, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah.
If we were to all follow the Ten Commandments, if we were to just observe the Judeo-Christian way of life, we wouldn't have this massive amount of depression. We wouldn't have the massive amount of abortion going on. We wouldn't have these crime sprees and thefts and Ponzi schemes and these crazy shenanigans that just don't respect the individual. It's the answer. It is the antidote for all of society's ills.
You know, Barack, again, I go right back to it. I was doing these stories on abortions, and the latest numbers are that 1.3 million abortions are done every year, performed every year. There are 2 million couples waiting to adopt children in this country. And I said, when did we become, this just shows you where we're at as a society. When did abortion become a dirty, when did adoption become a dirty back alley word? And abortion become mainstream, totally acceptable way to go. What does that say about our society?
You know, that's a great way of putting it. It's so absurd. Oh, man. That is so well said. It is. It's a dirty word. And for that matter, God is a dirty word.
Yeah.
Christianity is a dirty word, right? If you're Muslim, well, then let's, you know, praise Allah and so forth. And, you know, we should learn about you in schools. But learning about Christianity, oh, not so fast. You know, separation of church and state and all that.
Right. Well, what is it? I won't go down that road with you. I'm going to be really nice. So let's talk about the SCOTUS opinion from a couple of days ago.
Yes.
You know, you're the attorney in the room, but my first response to it, just barely making it out of high school, was that, okay, it was great that it was 7-2, and that got everybody all excited, but they really didn't deal with the heart of the issue, did they?
No, they really dealt and they stuck to the facts of this particular issue and left open the possibility that similar issues could happen. And, you know, I think they did that for PC purposes.
Really?
But, you know, this Supreme Court needs to be a little bit stronger. And it will be stronger with at least one more conservative on the court. But look what happened with the gay marriage thing. I mean, that decision was so absurd, so weird to all of us. Because it had no basis in law. There's a standards of review, and the court did not follow the standard of review and simply stated that a gay person enjoys the same rights vis-a-vis discrimination as though you're black, you know, on the grounds of race, at least. And that is an absurdity. It's this completely different animal that we're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it in a metaphorical sense, not a figure, not an actual
right.
sense.
You're not Roseanne,
right?
I get it. The
and not being Roseanne, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
And you're right in the sense, because even the black community is, a good part of the black community is outraged at the way that was laid out and the way that was played out, because they don't see it as the same way. But nobody really cares what they think in this particular instance, do they?
No, they really don't. It's... you know, but I mean, the decision was the right decision, the 7-2 decision in favor of Masterpiece Bakery. I mean, but this is the inevitability, right? I mean, you know, Joe, you've heard this expression before where a guy comes to you, and some of your listeners maybe are
okay.
like this, where they say
I know it's hard for an attorney, and I know you can't hear the bumper music. We've got to go for a quick break because you and I both believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. More with Brock Lori with me right after the break. So how you doing these days? Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't let me go. So hey, Daniel.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Well, you know what? No calls, no nothing. I'm not even looking at your emails because I always enjoy. I don't get him on that often, but when I get him on, I always enjoy when he's on with me. I listen to his show every Sunday morning, and if you're in the Los Angeles, well, today I'm like, God, you could be in, what, you could be Beirut, for God's sakes, and get this on the Internet. So it's not like it's the only place they can hear you. But Barack Lori joins me. He's an attorney, a talk show host, and the author of the book Atheism Kills, and we're talking about the issues today. Again, Barack, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Joe. Really a pleasure.
So,
you know, we've been talking about this masterpiece Baker case.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, it's so fascinating. And you were saying off air that how, you know, these people who call themselves socially liberal and fiscally conservative, it sounds so nice, you know, they want to be loved by everybody, right?
Yes.
So, you know, and because the word fiscal sounds so cool, too, you know. So anyway, they throw that in there.
You do know one of the rules on the show is you can't use words I can't spell, right? You got that?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Anyway, So let's take the example of abortion where, you know, you're socially liberal. So that means that presumably that you're for the right of a woman to have an abortion anytime she damn well pleases. Okay, well, guess what, you know, Mr. Fiscally Conservative? That's going to cost you in the way of taxpayer funding and your morality, for one thing. But nevertheless, there's going to be all sorts of restrictions and demands upon the with government programs and everything. So it's going to affect us all. And then there'll be taxes associated with that. So much for your fiscally conservative approach. Likewise, with this Masterpiece Bakery case, there are a lot of people who are all for gay marriage. What do they care, they thought, even these fiscally conservative people? And they want to be cool. And so they're all for gay marriage. And now, you know, when they want to, you know, not produce a cake for this gay marriage, this gay wedding, well, then they're going to get fined for it. And you see how it just comes to bite you later on.
Oh, yeah.
So the only answer, Joe, is to be conservative through and through, because they'll get you. whether you like it or not, no matter how cool you think you may be, no matter how much you try to compartmentalize your conservatism, you cannot do it. It's, they'll always bite you later on. So
no.
That's my take on this piece of bakery.
Well, you're right, and I tell people all the time, you can't compartmentalize. You got to use some big words. You can't do that in your life either, really, to a big degree, especially if you're a believer in God.
Right.
It's very hard for you to pull out what might be okay, what might not be okay. It doesn't
right.
work. It causes
yeah.
you to be a little wishy-washy. That doesn't work. So 2 years ago, the Democrats were talking about the demise of the Republican Party, that it was over.
Oh,
for
yes.
us. We could remember that we couldn't get our act together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they had these memes up all over the place of cemeteries with Republicans buried in there. And now, look at what they're doing. They can't come together. They've got their own civil war going. How far left can you go before you end up on another planet? You know, they got the progressives pretty much pushing and screaming the loudest. De Leon, can you believe how well De Leon did here in California against Feinstein?
Oh, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable. It's wonderful.
So
just wonderful.
I tell my conservative
really
Republican friends, shut up, let them do their thing, and they will self-destruct.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, it's we say in court all the time that, you know, the best thing to do when somebody's arguing against himself is just to get out of the way. You know, that's what you do. and that's the same thing right here. I mean, it's the Democrats really, you know, and this is part of the big chapter in my book, and Atheism Kills. It kills all sense of purpose, right? We cannot live a life without purpose. That's clear, right? I mean, I think all of our listeners would agree about that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live a godless life, as now the Democrat Party seems to be living, you just kind of flail in the wind. You know, you're like a kite without a string, if you want, or a sailboat without a sail. It goes anywhere. And you need the rudder. You need to be able to have direction, regardless of which way the wind may blow. And that's not something that the Democrats are very good at. They just hold up their finger to the air to see which way is the wind blowing. And so that's why you have Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton, and Obama, for that matter, being against gay marriage before they're for it, right?
Right. Oh, yeah. All of them. All of them were. When you pay, if you're paying attention, every one of them had an evolution, if you would.
Right.
Before an election. It's great stuff.
Right, and they were all for, you know, I mean, and then they changed them to talk about driver's license and not having driver's licenses for voting, for example. And then they try to profess to us that somehow that will not encourage fraud. I think the American population is beginning to see the nonsense of the Democrats. And what's beautiful about the Trump election, really beautiful, is that the economy did so well immediately upon Trump's election. Not just a little bit, not gradually, where you can kind of argue that maybe it was Obama's policies that led to this now improving economy. We just needed some more time. No, it happened instantaneously. And we went up to, and now they're predicting a 4.8% growth rate, GDP. Joe, that's unheard of. We haven't had that since the 60s. And now we're also talking about, I mean, and Obama failed to give us anything even close to the 3%.
Well,
so what's happening is people now are, they vote with their pocketbooks, of course.
Yep.
The unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in since the year 2000. The black unemployment rate, very importantly, has now gone below the lowest it's been in 50 years. 50 years! I mean, it's incredible. So the Democrats are terrified, absolutely terrified, and rightfully so. They cannot win with that. What is it, Joe? I think you told me. They can't win with at least 95%. What's that?
They can't win without... Oh, you mean with the numbers. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the numbers. I mean, well, they can't win without cheating, first of all. And then they cannot win without at least 95% of the black vote. If they don't have 95% of the black vote, they will lose any presidential election. It's a little bit like, you know, the Republicans in Ohio, at least good for today. We cannot win. It's a necessary but not sufficient win for us, Ohio. But we do that. So we hope to win in Ohio, and then we have a chance of winning the actual presidency. But likewise, for the Democrats, they have to win the black vote by 95%.
Yeah.
And what does that tell you, Joe? It tells you.
It tells you
that they need to be to make everyone dependent on them. That is the essence of their platform.
But you know
people
what? And,
take care of
and
you
talk about well, you talk about atheism in your book. Atheism kills. You know, a godless society. When you look at this as a whole, think about something. The Bible specifically tells us that God is our sufficiency. We're to rely on God for our daily food, our daily meals, our clothes, our jobs, and that kind of thing. We have turned a group, not just a group, in America, there's a lot of people who were their sufficiency. Now, I'm talking about Christians and Jews. The sufficiency is the government. They're looking for that check. They're looking for that help. And you make them dependent at that point. Brock, how do you go into the voting booth? And you know, depending on the box you check, you're going to lose that check or it's going to become a lot smaller. Or you do the right thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
scary.
I do know exactly what you're saying, but here's the good news on the other side.
Okay.
You know, for someone to decide to vote against government subsidies like this, you know, we understand that that's more of an emotional decision. So guess what? We're fighting emotions with emotions. We are getting to the heart of the culture now. We're having people like Kanye West support Trump. He has swallowed the red pill, you know, from the Matrix, as it were, and he gets it now. And this man is so popular. Talk about the black vote and the youth vote, for that matter, generally speaking. He's so popular, and he's going to be turning a lot of people. And then you have other young, great black leaders like Candace Owens and many others who are just saying, I refuse to belong to your plantation, Democrats. I don't buy it. And here's, I mean, people are asking this basic question. Why am I getting so much more money now? And Trump is president, you know, and that's the calculus. Who's the president, and am I making more money? And in this case, because Trump won and immediately great things happened, wow, everything changed. Everything.
We're going
so
to
we
break
win
in
on
a second.
Score.
But I want you to think about something. I know you've been following the news. Don't you? It's Nancy Pelosi. She can't be taking the proper dose of her medication. I mean, look at the argument.
Now, Joe.
You don't have to say it. I will. But I mean, you look at her saying...
You can't say something nice about a person.
Yeah, well, I don't... So,
I'm with you. I'm with
right?
You.
So we got to go to a break when we come back. It's just that kind of lunacy. They really don't understand that there are sane people in their party that are looking at going, come on, Nancy. Smart enough. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Brock Lurie joins me. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
That's fun.
She is great. I mean, I don't...
has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I very much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I really do, you know, and I don't say it enough, but I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know it's a lot of time out of your lives. You sit on the phone, you listen. I mean, you sit on the air and you listen, and I know a lot of you are in the chat room, and you're discussing and talking and that kind of thing, and I really appreciate it. First of all, it shows me you're paying attention, and sometimes you catch stuff that I never catch. All right? So, you know, I got to tell you, before I mention his book, and I will in a second, you got to go up to the website. We have coffee cups. I've got my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, all the labels. The right doesn't label. The left labels. All the labels they've given us. You don't have to be afraid of them, but you need to be informed. And many of you don't get informed. You just spew the party line. And when you spew the party line, guess what happens? You lose. Barack Lori joins me. He's an attorney, talk show host, and author of the book Atheism Kills, and I very much enjoy my time with him when he's on the show with me. Barack, thanks for being with me.
You bet, Joe, and thanks so much. Really, this is such a thrill to be on the show, and you are the funniest guy around. It's a lot of fun. And I want to tell your listeners, one of the things I really enjoy the most is not only being on your show, but talking to you in between breaks. It is a riot. It is so much fun.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Hey, listen, I appreciate that, but before time gets away from us, first of all, tell people when your show airs and where they get your great book.
All right. Okay, so the show is on KRLA in Los Angeles, AM 870. That's AM 870 at 10 o'clock in the mornings on Sunday. And the book, Atheism Kills, you can get on Amazon. That's the easiest way. It's available on Audible and Kindle and every other format imaginable. So and it's doing really well.
You've got some great guests. Yeah. I listen to you every Sunday morning, like I said. I really do. And
Thank you.
I appreciate the show, and I think others will too. And again, for those of you in downtown Oklahoma, you can still get the show there. You know, we got this thing called the interweb. You can just go ahead and Google his name, and you can find him. Anyway, Barack, again, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe, for having me. Really a pleasure.
So I kind of threw a curveball at you before, but I love this stuff. I love some of the craziness that's going on. You know, you've got Planned Parenthood is 56 persons, whatever they call them nowadays, have signed a letter, and they want an investigation done into Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood apparently is not reporting the sexual assault and rape victims. Now, one of the reasons they use is they don't want anybody to know. They don't want to bring attention to it because that person might be abused and raped again. But here's the deal. In some cases, they're returning these people back to the same people that have been abusing them. And this is all done with our tax dollars. I mean, doesn't this infuriate you?
It's so aggravating. It makes you want to holler all day long. It's the same sort of infuriation that you feel with the PC world, where they send the kids back, these little girls in these grooming gangs, back to the grooming gangs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they arrest the parents for reporting the grooming gangs. This is mostly in England, of course.
Yeah.
But it's that feeling that you get. It's not going to change unless we do something about it.
No, I know. We've got to grow a spine. Anyway, I went sideways on you there for a second. We were talking about the demise of the Democrats, too. And this is the thing I love. You've got people, we were joking about Pelosi, and I have a lot of fun with Pelosi and Waters and Sheila Jackson Lee. Without those three, I don't know if I'd be able to do a show. I wouldn't have enough to fill the time.
But well, they are all the gift that keeps on giving.
Stop. I'm telling you. You know, they're better than the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges combined. It's just amazing. But, you know, some of what they come out with. Now, the Democrats have a real problem. And California, see, I think California shows you the problem they have because you get the hardcore progressive lefts that don't want borders. They don't want any rules or laws to live by except for the things that they think are right and or wrong. And then you've got the more moderate, I won't say right-leaning Democrat because I don't want to insult any of my Democrat friends, but you get the more traditional Democrats, the more, maybe they're pseudo-socialists, but they're not looking for, they don't want to go that far left, so now they're fighting from within, and look at the candidates you're getting across the country. They can't survive that, can they?
No, they can't, and these are the Democrats, you call them, you know, more moderate Democrats. I call them, I don't know why I'm still a Democrat. They don't. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, they should know better. Really, seriously. If you're older than 25, I think even 30. Let's be really fair. If you're older than 30 and you still haven't figured out that this Democratic Party is just bizarre, and they are constantly switching their platform, and you can just see it from the history of the past 20 years alone. You know, I mean, look, I converted from being an atheist to a severe believer. I mean, a staunch believer. And I also converted from being a liberal to a conservative. And every time I see some news item like the abortion story that you just told me about, Joe, I think to myself, you know what? That would convert me all over again. Or when they beat up the Intifa jackasses who do what they do and try to shout down all the conservatives. And I notice it only goes one way. Well, that's another conversion point, isn't it?
Yeah.
And these things are happening all the time, Joe. And they don't realize, the Democrats do not realize that by pouting and shouting and screaming people down, they are only converting more and more people to the conservative side.
Very true.
That's the beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, and it's happening far more than we think.
Oh, listen.
Here's another thing.
I do stories. I do stories every night on college campus crazies, is what I call it. And you go down the list of what's going on, and forget the education portion of this. I did a story today about how Cal Poly students were accused of cultural appropriation. You ready for this one? For having braided hair. Two white girls.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's Cal Poly. And so they have this braided hair. They go to some event or what have you. And there's this self-acclaimed group on. I'm doing a lot of this from memory. But, oh, it's called the Student Collective. Now, that should scare you right there in and of itself. So the Student Collective, yeah, right? This is the Borg. They show up. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You're done. But anyway, they called them out on it. They wrote them up on it. They made a complaint about it because, you know, the girls were... What culture is braids? I'm trying to figure this out. I haven't figured this out yet. But this is going on. No wonder our kids are so confused.
Listen, I want to apologize right here and now. Joe, I know that you are Italian, of Italian descent. And tonight, earlier, I had some pasta, and I feel bad about it. I'm not Italian. It was wrong of me. I'm Jewish. I should be eating my gefilte fish and matzo balls, and
matzo ball soup is one of my favorite dishes.
Oh, okay, good.
So I steal a little from you, you steal a little from me, everybody.
That's right. Hey, but you can do a lot more with pasta than you can do with matzo balls. That's the problem.
With all the bad stuff we got going on in the world and the country, the thing we have to complain about is cultural appropriation. And
it's just madness. You know what? These people are just seeking a purpose, Joe. And this all goes back to the whole purpose thing that we talked about before. If you believe in God, if God is the driving force in your life, you would never entertain this kind of crap. It's just total garbage. You would laugh at this crap, and you would say, You're complaining about what now? That's what you would be doing. But because they don't have God in their lives, I guarantee you all these people that are actually trying to enforce this cultural appropriation nonsense, not one of them has any deep faith in God whatsoever. It's just not possible.
You know, we don't have time now, but next time I get you on, it's one of the deeper conversations I want to have with you is I'm not judging anybody here, but I'm not so sure that everybody who says they believe in God or they have a deep faith, if you would, truly believe what they say they believe. You know, again, I'm doing stories every night about, you know, colleges, Christian colleges, where the administrative staff who claim to be Christians or claim to be Catholics or what have you are okay with abortion. They're okay with all these things that are against the Bible, and you're going, well, how can you say you believe this? It's like saying you're a Christian and you study Buddhism, and that's where you go, and you never go near a church. It's confusing.
Right. Or you're a Christian, but you don't believe that Jesus is your Savior.
That's good.
That's the way they think. It's really funny. These are the same people, by the way, and I agree with you, these people that claim to be a deep faith. You know, you have all your liberal friends, right? We both have liberal friends. And they tell you, oh, yeah, I watch Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and everything else. And, you know, I get a very fair assessment. No, they don't.
No.
Joe, what they do is they switch channels during commercials from MSNBC. They watch it for about 30 seconds. And then they say, okay, I've watched Fox News. Okay, they don't know anything about what they're talking. Because if they actually did watch it significantly, they would already be conservative.
You know, Barack.
Very simple. And if they thought things through.
We're pretty much up against it, but I'll tell you real quick. When I go to CNN and I go in there, it is a hate fest. You can feel it in the air. You hear it in the conversation. It is a religion. Trump dementia is a religion for them. Again, Sunday mornings, 10 o'clock West Coast. They can find you at AM 1070 here in Los Angeles and find you online and get your book, Atheism Kills, at Amazon. You got to get the book, all right? I'm telling you, you have to buy the book. Anyway, Barack, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me.
Joe, thanks so much for having me. You are a delight. All the best.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. We're back tomorrow. Hopefully you will be too. God bless.